If you can see it, you will become it. If you can see it, you will be it. If you can see it, it is yours. If you can spot it in another person, it's because you have it in you. Welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I'm so glad you're here. And I mean that from the bottom of my being because I can't imagine not having this podcast as a form of connection, as a form of therapy, as a form of networking. There are just some things in life that you look back on and say, thank you, past self, for doing that hard thing. For doing that thing that you're like, I'm going to turn this mic on and I'm going to launch these episodes and I'm not going to know if anybody is going to be listening. And I'm not going to know if it's any good. And I'm definitely going to see the comments on my podcast and have to face some criticism, just like with anything that we launch out into the world. So when I say I'm grateful for you, it is unreal to me that here I am almost 7 years later now, talking to you. And some of you, I've been talking to you since the beginning. So for all of you, thank you so much for being here for this long. And my God, am I not boring to you yet? But I think that's the thing, right? As we evolve, I'm hoping to always bring you things as I grow that help you grow as well. And I want to talk about doing hard things. You know, I made that decision years ago to do a podcast before I had a really big audience, before I had a big audience at all. And there are things right now that are scaring me to do again. Right now, I am launching a company that's going to come out in July or in the summer. And I've had to do a really big pivot. And that was one of the hardest things that I have ever done in my life. And I woke up today with a renewed energy. I feel like I am lately, just especially after deciding to make this pivot quite a few months ago. And I am really understanding the value of facing the resistance and doing hard things daily and making it a habit and making it a habit to be a beginner. And what I want you to know is that the hard thing that you are not doing yet is actually making your life miserable. And if you would just do it, it wouldn't be half as hard as the life that you're already living. You are already in the worst case scenario because you're avoiding the hard thing that your life is calling for in order for you to evolve into the person that you came here to be. So this is your reminder today that I want you to go call the person, text the people you need to text in order to get the help, write the email, join the group, feel stretched, feel nervous about your bank account because you spent money and invested on yourself. Feel frustrated because you're not able to go and spend the money on the movies and the dinners because you did invest in yourself. Feel that pressure of telling a whole lot of people and hiring a coach or whatever that looks like that you're going to do this big thing. Go sit and get uncomfortable and put the hours in on that book that has to come out before you die. Go and make that connection. Go and say yes to speaking on that stage. Go and book a small venue to start and book a workshop there or an event and work on filling it. And don't let yourself quit until you get the result that you want. Go and do the hard thing because you will be miserable for the rest of your life if you don't. You will miss out on the relationships that are quite literally waiting for you right now and need you as bad as you need them. You may miss out on the love of your life because you're not becoming the person who would attract that person. You may miss out on the deep family connections that you want because we're resenting them instead of seeing them for who they are because we're blaming them for us not going for our big dream. We're missing out on those deep friendships that we see online or we see out in the world because we are not showing up as the people who could attract those people and add value to them because we're not taking the time to make ourselves valuable. Go read the book for 10 minutes. Go listen to the other podcast or keep listening to mine. Go and do the thing. Make the course. Write the course. Write the email. Ask for help. If you don't know how to do this yet, Stop saying those words. Actually, eliminate them from your vocabulary. I don't know how should no longer ever, 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 ever be echoed from your mouth again. If you know that you are the person who is meant to do big things and break patterns in your family and go and heal the thing and do the thing so that you can help other people do the thing, then you never get to say the luxury, because that's what it is. It's an excuse, a dopamine hit, and a luxury to say, I don't know how. Instead, you get to say, how can I find the person? Where are they? Who's got my money? Who's got my answers, right? These are the things that we need to be asking in order to empower ourselves to go out there and do it. And by the way, when you do this, you should feel like you're flailing. You should feel like you don't know. You should feel stupid. You should feel nervous to ask the question. You should say, I'm a beginner. I don't know. This might be a really dumb question, but here it is. Because no question is a dumb question, ever. You're dumb when you stop asking the questions. Hey, y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed. Okay. You know what I'm saying. But seriously, the smartest person in the room is willing to look the dumbest. Are you willing to step outside of your comfort zone and let people know you're a beginner? Because I think that is the most valiant and triumphant thing that you will ever do. It's the bravest thing you'll ever do, is to say, I don't know, I'm a beginner, but I have this thing on my heart and I've got the vision. They don't get the luxury of seeing the vision. So you have to tell them where you're at. You have to tell them what you see. Even if you have no background experience, if you look like a fool for saying it, that's where you need to be. That's where you need to go, or you're going to stay living in your worst case scenario. And that is just not you. That is not you. It is not for you. It's not who I know that you are. Stop playing small. Start becoming that person by letting yourself be a beginner, by letting yourself look foolish, by letting yourself speak your truth and speak your mind and find those people and know that you fit into that room, even though it doesn't feel like it yet. Yet is the key word. If you can see it, you will become it. If you can see it, you will be it. If you can see it, it is yours. If you can spot it in another person, it's because you have it in you. You can do this. I love you. I believe in you. You are meant for this. You are made for big things. You can handle it. You're stronger than you think. The criticism is only momentary. It's only a feeling. Don't run from the feeling. The feelings are fleeting. You're meant to feel them. They are contrast. It's the only way to experience joy. Sit in the discomfort. Sit in the feeling of feeling rejected. Sit in the feelings of thinking you're not enough and you can't do it. And know that they are just feelings that are a part of this whole human experience. And they certainly are a part of playing in the arena. I don't care what the people in the bleachers say. I care what my people who are in the arena with me say. I just don't. They're not brave enough to go and play out the version of themselves that God sent them here to be. So I'm not listening to what the cowards say. I'm listening to what the courageous say. Even if it's hard to hear, I will take it as feedback and I will consider it a lesson and I will move forward. I'm sending you guys so much love today. I want you to go and do the thing. I want you to go and be the person. I want you to go and do the scary things. I need you to run towards your resistance and I need you to run towards your fear. And I need you to go and heal the thing that is causing you so much pain and shame. Anything that's causing you pain and shame, bring it to light. Tell someone, find a therapist, bring it to a group, go to a retreat. Go and face that thing and heal it. So that you can stop worrying about what other people think. So I could stop worrying about what if people find out I didn't graduate high school? How about you freaking tell everyone and not make it a big deal, right? What if people find out that I'm a beginner and I'm up here talking about the things I just learned that helped me? Great. You're going to help the extra beginners, right? The people who are even before you right now because they can relate to you. Because let me tell you, as you go further down this road and you become more and more of an expert, which I know we all want to become, you get less and less relatable to the people that you want to reach right now. So remember that you're actually in the perfect spot right now to share and help and heal. Go have that conversation. Go be honest with your family where you're at. Go get the buy-in from the people that you need and say, hey, I need you on this journey. Can you support me? Here's where I'm weak. Here's where I would love some support. And here's exactly the type of support that I would want. And here's the duration and the time that I would love the support. Set some expectations on them, on you, on the relationships, and show up. Show up when it's hard. Show up for them. Agree to disagree. Be open to people who aren't like you. Be open to responses that aren't the ones that you want. The things that we want aren't the things that are going to move us closer to what we need. It's the things we typically don't want, right? Or the feedback we don't want. Or the connections that we're like, they're not exactly like me. The value is all hidden. If you can understand that life is all a game, you're just trying to piece it together. And all of your answers are not going to come easily. The best answers are the ones you have to go and search for. And they're always in people. They're always in people. So you have to ask a lot of questions. You have to grow your network and you have to get out there as much as you possibly can. Because you don't get to go and become the person that you want hiding in your house. You would already be them. You'd already be her. You'd already be him if it was hiding in your house or accessible only from your laptop. It is not. I will tell you that right now. You have to go and get out there. You have to make big, bold moves. You have to do these things every week. And if you don't, you just won't be happy. And you know that because you're living it already. So if you want to just play out what your life is going to look like, if you don't start doing these things, just repeat this week, repeat last week, and repeat last year. Because that's the only place it's going to go. You guys, I hope that you take this and you just do one hard thing today and one hard thing tomorrow and one hard thing the next day. If you just did that this week and then strung that together into a month, and then strung that together into 6 months. 6 months from now, you will blow your own damn mind. So let's do that. Let's go and do that together. I'm doing it. I've already done two of them today. It's really, really hard. I'm really, really proud. My head's going to hit the pillow tonight. I feel so good about myself. So accomplished. I want you to have this feeling. I want you to know what life is really about. Why God really put you here and what feelings he really wants you to have. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what you got out of this. Let me know if you're going to do this. I'll be your accountability partner. Just tag me. Let me know what you're doing that day. I'll cheer you on. I'm sending you guys so much love. And until next time, earn your happy.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.